Everybody, well, this is our Friday BBS show and our paranormal night. And the date today is December 16th, 2016. So we got two 16s there. I'm going to clear the date for everybody. Remember this date. Normally, you know, it'll work for, you know, today for you. You could be, you know, overseas listening where it could be, you know, tomorrow for us, but it'll still work, you know, for tomorrow for you. And basically it goes back to when they have copied and pasted, the aliens have copied and pasted this day onto you from previous years and even maybe decades or centuries. So here we go. Let's release this date from you and get a little bit lighter. So here we go. Everything that you have in your life is time-coded. Date-coded, time-coded, and that's how they control you through programs. And we're going to release this date, which is December 16, 2016. So it could be 2015, 14, going back to the get-go, we'll say. So here we go, releasing this energy that's been copy and pasted on you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, so heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels good. Okay, so let's energize the light beams, light beam or beams, meaning you have up on your monitor screen now. Maybe you have multiple screens up, a couple computers running. So TV maybe. Here we go, energizing the light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And that will help to take away one of your modalities, situations, emotional, you know, something that happened to you, you know, more recently here, maybe today, yesterday or something. But you want to think of something in the past. Remember, when you think of something, you're going into darkness because the aliens gave you mind energy to prevent you from being in the present moment. If you want to be in the present moment, that's when we do the mind-to-heart drop to keep you there. So here we go. This will help you out with your situation that you're dealing with. And it's like a little mini emotional healing for your situation as you think of one thing. This is taking away one timeline. You could be on 1,000 timelines, but this is just one of them that you're bringing up right now. So releasing you from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. That's released. Okay, so we'll bring our co-host on. So are you out of the makeup room and everything else?
Yes, I'm in my studio, ready to go. Lights, camera, action.
Okay.
Hi, Ron and everyone. It's a Friday paranormal night on Ron's show, Creation Lightship Healings, on BBS Radio. We're on Station 2 every Friday. And as Ron said, today's date is December 16th, 2016. And Ron just cleared out the tracking energies and the different energies of numbers and dates. And we can do the same thing, too, on our own natal barcode removal healings. And some of those numbers are trickier than others and have more energy and different energy than others. So it's a good thing to do daily, use that natal barcode removal for that. Numbers, addresses, and all sorts of other ways that were identified and tracked and attacked. So it's just one of the many healings Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com, which is a source that, for those who are listening to this program, know that Ron has quite a few online healings and does these also freely throughout his radio programs. He has 4 BBS radio programs, and he's kindly stored a lot of all of them on the archives on his website. And he has had other radio shows over the internet as well in the past few years, and there's some fantastic archives there too. So it's a great place to learn about what Ron's about, the healings, how we can achieve peace in our lives, make the most of the time we have here, prepare for the next big adventure, which we hope is ascension coming soon, but we don't know. And but meanwhile, we're just going to focus on the present moment and try to live as peacefully as possible by being proactive with the online healings, the conference calls Ron offers, and how to manage all these things with through the radio programs. So, Ron, since tonight's a Paranormal Friday, we did get a few questions in the inbox, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I could begin with asking you, sharing some of these with you. Should I go ahead, or do you have anything you want to announce?
Well, we're doing some special healing probably in about 15 minutes here, so we'll get these first here. So, I'm ready.
Okay, well, one of your listeners, longtime listener, has shared with you a YouTube video that he listened to and thought that it would be so helpful for those who are trying to make sense of what Ron's talking about, have doubts or need additional confirmation or just haven't heard information about paranormal things. Now, Ron talks a lot about aliens only because they seem to get in the way a lot, and Ron finds himself having to, you know, kind of clear them out and do battles with them because they're basically interfering with our lives big time, much more than we know. So this YouTube video will help people to understand what's going on with the planet and us. It's a really great piece to collaborate with what Ron tells us, and it gives clarification on what's really going on because it's from a person who did a lot of research. And this is sound research with evidence and testimony from actual abductees. And
what I will say is, remember, the aliens that you don't see are the problems. So people talk about aliens, and right away you think that, yeah, you know, my, you know, I haven't had an experience by seeing an alien outside of my window in my bedroom, and I haven't had an experience that I've was physically, you know, known being beamed up to an alien ship, and I saw all their technologies. No, that happens to very, very, very few people, okay? All the rest of us, you know, it's the ones you don't see that gets you, the ones that are outside of your dimension of consciousness, we'll call it. So that's where all the problems are. That's what I battle, you know, when I go on a fight with the time-traveling soldiers. I guess they're actually fighting with me. So that's what where we are with this here. So if you hear something about the aliens, normally you get drawn into the Greys and the Reptilians and the Arcturians and, you know, Orions, you know, these ladies. You get all these buzzword names, and you probably have pictures of them through what people have drawn. But, you know, a lot of these aliens you can't even see. And that's where the problem is that these are the ones that are getting you. So, say what you know about is probably about 1% of what's going on, and the other 99% is what you don't physically see where they get you. So, anyway, back to you.
Yes, Ron, so this listener sent you this video. This it's a YouTube video. It's by Dr. Carla Turner. Okay, so he recommends that we watch it and listen or just at least take a look at it. This Dr. Carla Turner, I'm looking at the cover of it right now, she has a series of these lectures. And once you tune into the final lecture, you'll see on the right side how YouTube lists all the other YouTube lectures. She also explains alien abduction. She talks about, she basically exposes the whole scenario of aliens, like Ron does, and unfortunately she paid for it. But anyway, this one we're talking about, if you want to look at this, is Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Turner, and then it says Carla Turner's final lecture, May 7th, 1995. So she has quite a few of them. And so anyways, Ron, we'll share that for now, and there's some other items that people shared that were much appreciated. One of them, Ron, was the cloud sphere. You probably, I don't know if you had a chance to see that, but one of the listeners sent some photos to you of some really strange-looking clouds that showed up in Japan. They looked like gigantic round cotton balls. Any comments on those, Ron?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to say on those. You know, it's, I just don't know.
Have you ever seen clouds like that before? They're not even clouds. They look like round spheres, but for lack of a better word.
I haven't seen those yet. You know, normally you see the flat bottom ones and the lenticular clouds that we have here, you know, where I live in Mount Shasta. And they don't come too often. When I first, you know, got here, you know, a long, long time ago, you know, they were here continuously, and people were talking about them. And then after seeing what they were doing to people and stealing the mountain's energy, like a fueling station and whatever else they were doing, started battling these things. And they sort of like now, you know, they might come, you know, a few times a month possibly, with the really big ones, but typically they're not like they used to be. Then we also used to have here, out of nowhere, it'd be a nice day, and all of a sudden, these black clouds would come in, and you think, geez, you got some kind of really awful weather happening, and then 15 minutes, they're gone. So, anyway, I've been doing a lot of battles with these things over the years, so it's, you know, just, and the same crap, different day, but it's not as bad as what it used to be. I can tell you that. It's probably maybe one-tenth of what it used to be here. Oh, anyway, back to you.
Well, that's good to hear. But, Ron, when we appreciate when listeners send these really odd-looking cloud photos, and Ron has quite a collection of them. we're kind of keeping them in storage on the CLS Chat Connections page. And but sometimes I wonder if, I wonder if there's any listeners of Ron, anybody who does clearings in Japan, and if they, wouldn't it be great if they, when they saw these sorts of clouds, they could run the gray sky clearing, or the, and then get rid of them?
Yeah. So in case you're wondering, if you're a newbie, you know, on the left side of the website, near the top, we have a drop-down box, and it says free sample clearings, I believe, on it. It might say healings, but it'll say free samples. Well, they're not really a sample. There's maybe 10 or 12 alien clearings there. Just drop the box down, and if you have poor weather in your area, then do the gray sky clearing, and that will normally get rid of those clouds around you or bad weather patterns. I've had a lot of testimonials from people about that. You know, they would do the clearing in maybe their block, where they live, it's pretty good weather. Everywhere else is maybe thundering and storming or something. So it is kind of unique and unusual to hear testimonials about how storms have been taken away from their area. And, you know, these are like major things going on, you know. So it is quite interesting. But all those theories are wonderful. Just get on there and start using them to help yourself. So back to you.
Yes, and some people have so much success with the gray sky clearings and the other free clearings you have. They bought another laptop and run them 24/7 just to keep the energies away. Okay, so, Ron, I know you wanted to do some special healings you announced at the top of the show. And we do have a paranormal subject going on tonight. There is one more video that someone suggested, if I could go ahead with it before
you
start. Okay. Thank you. This is about an alien researcher someone sent in to Ron who says that new humans are already living among us. And I've looked at this, and it seems like a very sound report here, and it's actually a book written by a woman who did a lot of research, and she's being interviewed on the video. And she is real serious about it, and she has a lot of documentation. Anyway, she says she believes there's a new race. It's the children who are upgraded. She found out about it by accident. She says they have the ability to think and reason way above the curve. These children have a lot more conscious awareness of multidimensional experiences. And they speak naturally to their parents and everybody else of their experiences. And she says that they have like an alien sequences in their own systems. It's like a junk DNA, and it's off the charts and out from outer world in origin. And she says that she says the children explain themselves. They say that they are from an alien race, and they were created in space. And they say it very matter-of-factly. And they seem to be quite advanced, and they're just a whole, like, a different breed. And so I'm mentioning this. I thought this was pretty fascinating because maybe some of us know children who seem to be already at, you know, very young ages, as soon as they can talk, seem to know quite a bit of things that they really shouldn't know at that age. And they seem to be able to read your mind or, you know, just know so much about what's going on in the other dimensions, or how they can read the energies extremely well, and they feel very confident in it. So it's just a different kind of a situation that this woman took the time to explain. So do we know any of these super children and new humans? Maybe we do. So maybe this video would be a good way to understand them better and understand, too, that it's just nothing to be afraid of. They're just already living here. It just explains why that they're so advanced. So anyway, we have this available. If anyone wants to listen to this audio, I will be happy to save it and send it to you if you ask within the, after the show or during the show. I'll send it later. Just use your own discretion when you see these things, and don't stare at the page too much, because they always put a lot of graphics on those, unfortunately. But the information contained within is quite, I think, worthwhile. Okay, Ron, well, that's all I have for now until, we can get back to the inbox. I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I had a talking to somebody the other day, and it was quite interesting. They were hearing, this radio program, and the person on it was interviewing, a group of people in Japan. So they had this one lady that they're interviewing, and I guess where they live, they all seem to live, over 100 years of age. And I guess throughout the interview they were talking, but at the very end the person said, well, how come you think you're living so long? And this lady, I think, was 104 years old, and she started off, she said, well, I have to ask if they could interview her, and she says, yeah, you can for a little bit or something, but I have to go to work. And she's 104, okay. So then at the end he asked, why do you think you're living so long? So what do you think she said? Of course, don't think. So that brought me into the next part here. So what we're going to do, I don't normally do that many planetary clearings. This time I'm going to do this here. So we're going to do two clearings to help everybody on the planet out here. So the first thing is to take away the 12 source energies from thinking. And so we're going to do that here. Remember, the 12 source energies that were here or that are here are just a residual from the creation of the planet, and the darkness, the aliens somehow tapped into it and connected their energy into it that would also resonate to us, but those energies are really not doing anything. But because the 12 source energies make us up, make up our body and our spirit, somehow we relate to them, and they're able to use that to jump into us, we'll say, and to cause us problems. So here we go. We're going to release the 12 source energies from thinking. So this will be like what we have on the natal barcode clearing. So here we go. So we'll start off with the first, on the count of 50 for each of the 12 source energies here. So first, you can help me out if you can, Kathy, in case I get lost here.
Mm-hmm.
Being out of time, which is
sure.
Where I live, it's kind of hard to come back sometime. So here
right.
We go. First one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Kind of take a note of how your body's feeling, your senses, et cetera. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, number two, source energy being released from your thinking. Remember, that's how they tag you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, now we're going to do number 3. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 4, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 5, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 6, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 7, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, number 8, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And just kind of see how your thinking is right now. I'd be getting kind of dampened down where your thoughts are not hanging on to you or cording you as much. Maybe you have a quiet mind now. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. Oh boy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 10, source energy being released from you. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Source energy number 11, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 12, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. So comments are welcome if you want to send us something. So we're halfway through this one here. Now we're going to go backwards like you do on the website on your natal barcode. And the natal barcode is how they track you. That's your birth, astrological signs, etc. That's what they gave you for coming in here and then your death process. So everything is in there from A to Z there. Now we're going to reverse it and go up from 5. So source energy number 1. Going backwards now on number 5. Let's see here. How am I going to do that one here? So I'm trying to think here. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 40, I should say. 30, going into 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, number 2, source energy. So we're going from 50. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that would be 50, going down to 40. Number 2, source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Number three, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Four source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Fifth source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Sixth source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Seventh source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Number eight, source energy being released from you, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Number nine, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Number 10, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Number 11, source energy, leading to thinking, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. The last one, number 12, source energy for thinking, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20.
30.
30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. 40. If I'm going backwards, it'd be 20, and then 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Okay. So we'll see how that worked out for everybody. And from there, next we'll do memory. But last night, working on some energies, we brought in six of the Earth spirits. So the Earth spirit, number one, came in here to create the planet. It created it, and, it was here, and then it stayed for whatever time it needed to. Then it left, and number two came in, took it over. And so we had six Earth spirits so far. The one that is here currently now is actually number five, because number six spirit that we would normally have had basically got eaten up almost entirely by the aliens. So we brought in all six of them now. So each one has their own different blueprint, because the first one would have the Earth the way it was initially. And I don't know how many million years back it goes, but then the second one would have its energy of what it brought in and what was here. So we have them now all six of these kind of are superimposed over each other, and they're coming in. Before that, we had space holders here, because I needed that in order to keep the planet so that it was not going to be, you know, corded to, connected to alien stuff from outside of the light energy. So if you're a newbie, what's basically happened to the planet here was created in light a long time ago, and the aliens took it over and took us over, and that's why we have problems. And so more recently, you know, it was the atomic bombs going off, bringing in the grays, et cetera. But they were also, things were here way, way before that. Some were very peaceful, but the ones that are causing harms now, you know, going back quite a ways, you know, are mainly like the reptilians, et cetera. But I don't get into names because there's so many out there that you don't even know about, or that don't have names that are causing us harm too. So we have the basic buzzwords of those names, but I don't get into that. We have all the energies here of all the Earth spirits, so I'm going to energize that for you here. They're still coming online, we'll say. But here we go. We'll see what they can bring in for us here. So one, two, and this, I think I finished at about 3:30 in the morning last night, so in that specific time. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I could change it slightly. So that was the first Earth spirit that was here a long, long time ago. Number two will bring in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, number three will come in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number four, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Number five, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And number six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So if you're a newbie, the reason why it comes is I have to command the energy. So I command it through counting. So all healings are a command. And that's what why I count. I could use the alphabets, but the counting's easier. So anyway, that's what happens. So let's see if we have any comments from people. And then I'll do your memory next year.
I'll check the inbox. And while we're waiting for some comments, people to identify how they feel and get over to their computer, Ron, maybe you and I can discuss some things. I myself feel very warm, and I'm in a very cold room. So that's a very nice feeling. It's very pleasant for me. While you were doing the counting and the source energies being released, I'm still on that, you know, reacting to that. My mind went so blank. It was very freeing. I know you used to make our minds blank every once in a while on the radio, but it kind of felt like that. It reminded me of when you used to do that once in a while as a treat. And so I just felt like that. And for a few instances, and it just feels very good, though. I feel like there's, if I had any kind of distractions going on, or buzzing going in my head, or any kind of thoughts hanging over my head that I never really finished, that were still there, I feel like those just vanished. And I do want to ask you, just maybe for the listeners, too, what this kind of healing can mean to us, how this can affect us, and how it will actually affect us, and now that we're freed of the 12 source energies from thinking, from mental activity.
Well, what it'll do, remember, the aliens need something to connect to you. And so they gave you mind energy. Well, there's only two energies. There's mind energy, which puts you onto timelines, alien abductions, whenever you think, puts you into dreams, puts you into everything that you probably have experienced in your life because you're thinking. So when you think, you're on timelines automatically. You could be on 1,000 of them. And they're using your body by doing a copy and paste of you out on multidimensional timelines. So in the darkness, the New Age energies talk about this, and it's same thing. The New Agers are the darkness energies, because they're giving you all kinds of disinformation. So what you want to be is in the present moment, in the now, where there's no such thing as being a multidimensional being, or some churches use the word the mind of God and all different types of things like that. Well, you don't want to be on any of that stuff. You just want to be in the present moment where you're at peace. And that's what all religions sort of talk about after they give you all their brainwashing and jargon and stuff like that. They'll try to tell you that you want to become peaceful, but they never tell you how to get there. So you try to mentally think that you're going to be peaceful. You may try to do meditations where it's taking you on a mind screw over because you're using mind energy to go somewhere in your meditation. So you're going further down the rat hole because you're listening to something and it's creating a vision for you, maybe even a memory, and it takes you into another multidimensional timeline where you don't need to be. So any of that stuff is, all darkness energies. What you want to do is just do the mind to heart drop, which we do on every one of our programs. 20 seconds, you're in the now. You're off on timelines. You're no longer there. And you're in the present moment where you have no thought. Remember, when you think, you're in darkness. Very, very simple. So this clearing could do for you, which is what I'm hoping it will do for the planet here. And remember, I very seldom do any kind of planetary clearings or healings because everything is designed for you. The New Agers do lots of these things for planetary stuff. And the worst thing that ever happened probably on this planet was when, I think it was in 2007, when they did the harmonic convergence. Everybody got together and did their mantras and their prayers, lighting their candles and their witchcraft and voodoo and everything else that goes along with that, because it's all the same stuff, where you're projecting outside of yourself a thought and the aliens are grabbing all of it, and that really corrupted the planet badly. In fact, that's probably why we have so much problem with alien abductions now, is because of what happened in 1987 with the New Agers doing all that stuff. So that's one of the more negative things that happened here. So you never want to pray outside of yourself. Remember, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're P-R-E-Y, with the E in there, to what you're connecting to. You don't know what you're connecting to. You know, they may show you a picture of Jesus. You think you're affecting to Jesus because you're praying to that energy. No way. You're going to some alien somewhere, and they're controlling you. So what this clearing should do for you is allow them not to connect you as easily, maybe not at all, hopefully. And so they're probably going to have troubles commanding you to have thoughts of something. So hopefully this will work that way, and you're going to have a much clearer, freed-up mind of that monkey mind and projecting stuff outside of yourself and thinking about things that puts you on a timeline. So whenever you have a thought, remember, each thought you have, you're on a timeline that is created for you. And all thoughts are real. And just like prophecies, all prophecies are real. It may not be happening to you where it is here right now. It's like the old days of California falling into the ocean, and that was true because that happened on other timelines, but it, didn't necessarily happen to people who weren't on it. So, you know, what you think about, you're connected to, and at that point, you're on these timelines. So, let's do the other one of memory. So here we go. So remember, your memories from the past put you into thinking, and your past now is controlling your current reality because you have memories there. So here we go. Same process. We'll go through the 12 source energies forward and back. So first one, first source energy being released that the aliens connect to take you into their own agenda on timelines. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Number 2, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 4, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 5, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 6, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 7, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 8, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. 1-2-3-4-5, number 9, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 10, source energy being released, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 11, source energy from memory, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 12, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, so just see how you're doing, then we'll reverse that and start from 5 going back down again. So you should maybe feel, you could be feeling warm, hot. That's because your energy that was blocked, use that term, is being connected more to your spirit now. So the blockages are released, and your spirit that's with you, your source energy that's inside of you, that you connect to, is now doing a healing on you. Remember, nothing is outside of yourself except darkness. So you need to realize that your spirit is all that you have. So anything going on out there with information coming in from people?
It felt like a gentle release, some tightness in the chest over memory releases. Someone felt very heart-centered. They're not thinking about anything. A relief, glad not to have these memories and hold them in the body. So, Ron, this has got to be good for the body, too, not to have the kind of memory in yourself. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's why you die, because you're full of emotions. So your memory triggers the emotions. And it can also trigger typical physical pain, but normally it's emotions where you live. That's why you want to have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, to get rid of all this stuff and judgments that you have to recycle throughout your whole lifetime. And that's, you know, because the aliens gave you DNA. Back to you. Remember, your emotions will kill you.
Yes, this is quite a blessing. And people have, whenever you've done the 12 energy releases for anything, like when you did the releases on the bones last weekend, someone did write too that they also felt this heat and tingling throughout their body. And it was like, you know, not an unusual feeling and not a uncomfortable one, but it's just sort of like you can really tell that something shifted out, and it leaves us feeling better inside. because now our spirit can do more of what it was intended to do, and we can be more in the present moment and not be so bothered with all this alien stuff. And Ron, does that also mean that there will be, in addition to less mind fog, more clear thinking, that there will be less courting, less orbs interested in us, as well as less timeline to be placed on?
I would hope so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, when you watch something on TV, for instance, then whatever you're watching is going to connect to your memories and also connect to your emotions, which then will put you into past timeline. So hopefully, as you start realizing what's happening now within these energies released, you may not be connected to a lot of that stuff. So hopefully it'll all kind of go away. You know, I see everybody talking about stuff in the moment, but you won't relate to it because when you're in the moment, there's no memory of the past. That's who you're supposed to be. And source energy does not have, like, what you call the Akashic records that the New Agers talk about. It doesn't exist because everything's in the moment, and that's what you're experiencing is in the now. And you have that daily if you happen to be doing something that you really enjoy doing. Then time stops for you. That's why, you know, your clock keeps moving, but then you're having, you know, a good time, having fun possibly, or just to being at peace of what you're doing, and you look at the clock and 3 hours went by and it just felt like a few moments, you know. So you do have, that energy all the time with you until you start to think. When you start to think, then you're put onto timelines. And that's what's so bad is the timelines then create other timelines. You got copy and pasting going on, especially if you had a problem with your body and it's hurting or an accident or something. Then you're on many, many, many timelines because the aliens are using your energy on each one of those. So everything is real on each timeline. You're living another life with the clone replica of you on a timeline, and it comes back to you here, and you wonder why you can't get well because you're on so many timelines. You don't know that. And so as you get off of timelines, you can heal much quicker. So here we go. Let's do the reverse of that clearing here on the memory. This is what we have on our natal barcode. I think it's $50, and you can go in there whenever you want and clear your name, you know, your addresses, phone numbers. If you got married, you want to clear that out, and, you know, nicknames, anything that the aliens can connect you with, you know, which it could be names or tracking numbers or favorite words or favorite numbers. So here we go. Remember, they keep tabs on you that way. So here we go. We're going to do memory now, going backwards. So number one, source energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number two, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number three, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number four, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number five, source energy, releasing memory. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number six, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number seven, source energy for memory. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 8, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 9, source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last one, number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is done. And these are planetary clearings, so you don't really need to tell your friends to go back and listen to the archive. You could if you like, but it's already done. It's done and over with right now. So source energy, everything works in the present moment. And this is on the planet here, so you may start to see tremendous changes happening because people may not be tied into the old mindset of where they used to live, being connected to their past memories, good or bad, because you want to be in the present moment. That's where you want to manifest from, in the present moment, instead of using the time energy of the darkness to bring forth your manifestations, you know, where you find your parking place and everything else, you know, where you're going against other people's, I guess I could use the word free will there. So anyway, that's the difference. Source energy has no memory of the past or the future, no predictions, and everything is in the present moment. It doesn't hang on to anything that's going to allow you to be corded and connected to. You have done the emotional whole lifetime clearing. You know that that's what's happened because you all of a sudden get freed up of your past history or her story of who you were, and you're able to move on freely because you're reborn again of your spirit, not being controlled and contaminated by your whole life's maybe negative conditions and stuff, because we normally have a lot of negative things happening as opposed to positive, because they keep putting you on those timelines over and over again of misery. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, I'm looking for responses. In my head, there's a certain stillness. I wonder if we'll get many responses, if other people are feeling similar. It's okay. You can always send them in later. And we have another show tomorrow, Saturday, and the co-host can read them tomorrow because, yeah, sometimes, Ron, we have to integrate this kind of like, and then, you know, we don't want to disrupt the feeling unnecessarily to run to the computer and start getting mental typing.
Yeah,
but I can
right.
tell you that it's a little difficult to talk even because Ron just cleared front and back source energy, 12 source energies related to memory. So, Ron, that was from this point back, our memories from our entire life to this point.
Yeah, and also your ancestors' lives that are inside of you. So this is, you know, like your DNA would have all these things, too. So this goes back to the get-go, so you should feel pretty peaceful.
Yeah, no wonder.
Yeah, you know, you never knew, you know, maybe your great-great-great-grandmother or something and what she used to do, as far as her thinking and problems, and a lot of that could be released now from you. We'll just see what happens here.
Yeah, so not only the
I don't know how much you got, but it definitely got this lifetime here. So hopefully it went back a little bit further. Well, that works that way a lot of times. So, we got our special call coming up Sunday. Another 7-hour conference call, getting rid of alien critters, life forms inside of you that you probably don't know about. Octopus energies and squids and jellyfish and black widows and things like that. That the dark side brought here. These things are energetic, and they live inside of you, getting released, you feel better. So we do that for, you know, on Sundays now. And then our Monday will be our special body organ restoration call after the BBS program. So it'll be starting at, I believe it's 5:30 Pacific time. So that's on the website. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay, some last comments and responses to the memory, the 12th source energy release Ron just did for us, which we will really appreciate and come to realize even later, more later. One person writes, "It's all quiet here. I feel large or spacious, lightheaded, calm, and peaceful. This was really great." Another person wrote, "I'm not thinking. Actually, this morning, I already noticed hardly thinking. Perhaps it started working just by Ron's intention. This will be quite wonderful if it lasts." Yes, indeed.
There's no reason why it won't last, because it's a planetary clearing to get rid of that energy. So it's just like you would have a clearing yourself. And one of the whole lifetime ones, this would be what it would be for, is for, you know, the energy where the dark side, the aliens connected to this here. So if you're new to the program, you could probably even switch the words as the devil and Satan and things like this as aliens, stuff like that. But basically, it's whatever else is out there that's causing darkness and taking away your free will and coming into you with the energy. So it's very hard to know what the Earth was like before this even happened. You do the mind-to-heart drop, which we'll do at the end of the program here. This takes 20 seconds to do when you're at peace in the present moment. Then the more often you do that, the more you know what it's like to actually live here and to become peaceful. And that's what you're looking for, is peace. You're searching your whole life to become peaceful. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, use the wrong modalities and get further down the rat hole of darkness trying to find peace. So let's see. How much time do we have left? Maybe a few minutes here.
Ron, someone's asking if this would clear our psychic billboard.
It's possible it could have. You know, you'd have to look at yourself and just see how you're feeling. If you don't have any thoughts and you just feel peaceful, which is normally where you'd be when you listen to the programs here on BBS Radio or any of the archives that we've had, that's had them, I think, probably from what, 05 or 06 on. We got thousands, probably a couple thousand archives, I'm sure. Guess I'm guessing anyway. They're all going to bring you into the same energy. And even my YouTube videos that we had, I think we have some posts from the first of the year here. I should probably put the New York ones up. I might do that here, at least get them out of my camera anyway. But you should be able to be very, very peaceful. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Well, again, we all, on behalf of everyone listening, we really thank you very much for all these planetary healings and releasing us from memory, the 12 source energies removed from thinking. Sorry, it's hard to talk. And also for bringing in the 6 earth spirits to hold up the earth for us. And I'm sure, I'm sure we'll all wonder, maybe someone will notice how that feels and write in and tell us. And we can talk about that on the next few programs. Okay, I have one more. Ron, one more email. It's a paranormal question, and they want your opinion on something. This person has seen human giants with their third eye in the past. They are 2 to 3 stories high and have very wide shoulders. They've seen many human giants in dreams in their past and things going on in pyramids. Wanted to know what your opinion about this. Now they're seeing this with their third eye.
Well, they're experiencing that. So the fact that you see it means that you are there experimenting with this or watching it or living with them. So all that's real. You know, as you even go on a step further, this may sound a little sci-fi, but you watch some of these movies on TV and you go, wow, how do they get that wonderful backdrop of, you know, the set that they're on and everything else? Does that really exist around here? Well, the whole movie set or the whole situation of doing the filming and everything else, they all could be abducted to another planet. And you're actually seeing another planet someplace on a timeline with this movie set already on it. And they're all abducted doing their script, doing what they're doing on this planet. And they bring them back here, and the film will still work in health. And so that's kind of what can happen, too. So remember, this is the timelines are what you want to get off on and not be on timelines. But that's all things happen. The aliens are in control of stuff. So we got about maybe a minute to go here. And just the whole thing is mind of heart drop. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop. So this you should be doing maybe every hour if you can. You can do it to wherever you are. Very, very simple. But you have to command your spirit to help you. So what you want to say out loud is, or you can whisper it, I now command my spirit. Next would be to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this, dropping your thoughts into your heart where they're neutralized, then you want to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Here we go, everybody. So do this daily whenever you can. It'll put you into peace. And if you do it quite often, you want to get a day planner so you don't forget what's happening in time, because you have to live in the time reality of the aliens. When you're in peace, you're in source energy, when you're in the present moment. So you're two different energies, darkness and light, side by side, and you have to choose which one you want to be in. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Send us comments on how you feel tonight, and tomorrow we go to the light ship, same time, same station, and hope to see you there tomorrow night. So bye, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.